a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Let's go up the highway for this one. This is a bit of a PSA. Not too far, just up to Melbourne. The majority of roads into inner city Melbourne suburbs, where the council is the Yarra City Council, have changed.
Okay.
And the Yarra City Council are a bit of like the trailblazers. Back in 2006, they were the first council to drop speeds to 40 in suburban streets.
Oh, okay.
It's happened again. 30.
What is the point of driving? Sorry.
No, I did bring this to the table because I knew it would flare you up immediately.
It flares me up so much.
Right, so a two-year council trial to improve road safety. Every street in Fitzroy and Collingwood are going to be, except the state-managed roads like major thoroughfares, are going to be 30Ks.
Okay, so I get road safety and I've been in trouble by talking about this before because on the Bellarine Highway, it used to be 100 the whole way, basically. Mm. And then it's now dropped down to 80 and then you get a bit of 100. And people are like, well, it's about car, you know, safety and everything. Because plus pedestrians equal not safe environment. And it's never going to be.
Mm.
So especially we can keep EVs, putting it down.
Yeah.
We can keep putting it down. And what they want to do is have, what, 10Ks? Everyone's going 10Ks. You can walk or you can sit and drive.
The Yarra City Council Mayor Edward Crossland says research shows the person walking is at least twice as likely to be killed by a driver travelling 40Ks than 30Ks.
Yeah, I know, but if that is on the road,
and safer speed limits in urban areas has minimal impact on travel time.
Oh, I don't know about that.
However, the police commissioner last year, Shane Patton, came out and said changing speed limits to 30Ks is not not the answer. He said, I think no one's going to obey it. It's ridiculous. So if the police aren't on board, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. But yeah, so the state controls the big thoroughfares. So like your Johnston Streets, Nicholson Street, Hoddle Street, Alexandra Parade and Victoria Parade. But the rest in between, they're all now 30Ks in Fitzroy and Collingwood. And they're working, the council is working on bringing those that are 60 out of those, so I guess your Johnston Streets and your Nicholson's, down to from 60 to 40. And, you know, like Alexandra Parade, there's a bit of that. And Victoria Parade, I think, that's up at 70. They're trying to bring that back to 60.
Okay, good luck going that speed limit on any of those streets anyway. Like if you're, no one, you know, they're busy as. No one's going. No one's getting up to 60. But it's nice to know that we could. If there was no traffic, we could get up.
3 a.m.
That's it.
If you're coming home from Melbourne and you're going the long way to get out of the city and you're going Alexandra Parade and then sort of through the, like past the zoo and whatnot. To get back to
and
Geelong.
And if you don't catch the 17 lights in that weird roundabout, then it's just straight home.
So anyway, if you're going to Fitzroy or Collingwood, just be careful because you might get stung. 30Ks is the new speed limit and Loggy is right on board.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Mining magnate Gina Reinhart.
I'm just learning now how to pronounce her name. Yeah. I was incorrect.
That's okay. Apologies. You did call her.
Nothing. It's fine. Turns out it's not appropriate and also quite insensitive.
Oh, really? Okay. She's a mining billionaire. She's Australia's richest woman, right?
Yes.
So you would assume she's got some power. Power.
Well, she does.
Yeah. And she has demanded that the National Gallery remove a portrait of her. And she is a, quote, friend of the gallery, meaning that she's donated between $5,000 and $10,000 to the institution.
Oh.
That's how you become
five
a friend.
$5,000 and $10,000?
That's not enough to have a say, is it?
You need to donate more than that to be my friend.
Yeah, exactly. So Archibald Prize-winning artist Vincent Namjara has done this one, right?
Yeah.
And she does not like it. Now, you've seen it, right? And I'll show you a photo of it again. Just, okay, this is her imposed. Someone's imposed her on the $5
bill. $5 note, yeah.
But, yeah, she's not very happy with it. And, you know, I mean, I love it. I, for one, love it.
She's pulling a face like she's just had to speak to a poor person.
Yeah. She's looking down on middle range people, you know? And then she's just like, oh.
Oh.
Oh. that person got their jumper at Cotton On.
Yeah.
Oh.
All good people. All good people.
Amazing
people.
I go to Cotton On all the time. Do you know what I mean? But you can see she's upper echelon.
Oh, laptop's
type
on,
human.
On silent, sorry.
That's all right. So she's demanded this. And Vincent has come out and he's like, I paint the world as I see it. Which I absolutely love. People don't have to like my paintings, but I hope they take the time to look and think, why has this Aboriginal bloke painted these powerful people? What is he trying to say?
Mm.
That's what he said. Some people might not like it. Other people might find it funny. But I hope people look beneath the surface and see the serious side too. I think it's spot on. It's hilarious though, because as we remember, let's cast our minds back to when one of the Kardashians, Khloe, she actually had a photo taken of her grandmother,
yes,
of her in a bikini, right? And it was a pic that hadn't been airbrushed. It was just normal. She was by the family pool in her bikinis, whatever.
Yeah.
She kicked up such a stink about this photo. Had she not, no one would have seen the photo.
Yeah.
Right? And then everyone was talking about it because she kicked up such a stink. So what Gina's done is, and I'm not saying that, I love art or whatever, but I don't get to the National Gallery very often, especially the one in Canberra, right? The National Gallery of Australia. So would I have seen this? Maybe not. But now everyone definitely has.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like the Dorian Gray sort of, please don't paint what's inside me. If you're going to paint a portrait of me, paint what I present to the people, not what you can see is sort of what
were
I look like.
You Googling
deep
the whole time I was talking
Dorian
to
Gray,
you.
Yes,
yeah,
I knew what it was.
Oh, yeah, you're very cultured, mate.
I just couldn't think of his name. Can I just say, I think a whole heap of people from Swimming Australia have come out as well, and they're like, no, guys, you should take that down. And it's like, oh, guys, why are you so invested? Oh, because she's invested in us. She's given us about $40 million.
Yeah, and also just behind the camera, she's holding a look at us that says, do what I say. I'm sorry, I can't continue. Please don't come for me, Gina.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All these playlists on Spotify, and I don't know if it's where I am in my cycle, and that's why I think that this is so hilarious, but I just could not stop laughing. Right? It's called POV, You're a Bee, right? And it's got songs like this.
come on. I'm a bee. Is this?
No. Oh my God, you're gonna kill me. First the button doesn't work and I laugh, and then the song. It's not what I want.
What do you want?
I mean, the POV is that you're a bee.
That's I'm a bee. I thought you meant I'm a bee.
No,
I'm a lover, I'm a child.
Yeah. And it's just, you're a okay. And it's got a whole bunch of songs as if you're a bee.
I am.
Like you're from the point of view of being a bee, right?
So good. Yeah.
Amazing.
Someone's just gone through and gone, oh, these are all the songs that I reckon bees love.
Yeah. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It is, of course, Friday. Fun fact. Yes, every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates. But it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Perfect.
Just muscle memory now, mate.
Mm.
You could record that and just AI me. I could be just, you wouldn't need me.
Yeah. No, I've recorded your voice before. What?
What?
Nothing. Anyway.
Up to 8% of the sand in a building.
Hang on. Say that again.
Up to 8% of the sand in a building can be replaced by used nappies.
What? Sand?
Yes.
In buildings.
So imagine in the cement.
Right.
8% of a building can be replaced by used nappies.
I think they did that in this building.
Without
effect, smell.
Without affecting its strength, so it must have been more than 8%.
All right. That is not. That is just. That is the ramblings of a crazy person. Mm. No, that is not a fact.
Spending 76 minutes a day outside reduces a child's chance of becoming short-sighted by 50%.
Okay.
Didn't work out for you.
No, it didn't. And I was outside a lot, thank you, trying to make friends with birds.
Bird names, great segue. Bird names are wild. Yeah. Don't you love bird names?
Yeah.
Some names for the long-tailed tit include the mum ruffin, the bottle tit, the oven bird, the bum barrel, and the bum towel.
Okay.
Oh, it's a little bum towel there.
It's amazing.
Little bum barrel.
Amazing.
Okay. Oh, is that a...
It is.
Is that a soft-breasted bum barrel?
Okay.
All right. Do you want one more?
Yes. I want many more.
No, you're only getting one more. All the medals for this year's 2024 Paris Olympics and Paralympic Games as well will have a piece of iron from the Eiffel Tower embedded in them, which sounds unsafe.
Yeah.
Because
they've replaced it with dirty nappies, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Nailed it, mate. All right, we're out. Fun fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.